Well, you caught us right at the beginning of our podcast, our most excellent podcast, Conversations with My Dummy. I'm your pal, Steve Charney, and we have Mae West, featuring Mae West, doing a funny little song called Page 54. And you know who my guests are? Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Jay Unger wrote that great theme song back in the day, the Civil War theme, remember? Shokin Farewell, absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to be doing some nonsense with Harry as well, and we are going to start off with a song called Candyman, right, Harry?
You better believe it, Steve.
Candyman, salty dog, salty dog. Candyman, Candyman, salty dog. If you won't be my Candyman, I won't be your salty dog. Oh, little red light, little green light, little green light,
little red light,
little red light,
little green light.
Stop on the red and go on the green. Don't you mess with Mr. In Between. Oh, run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Go on, get out of here. Oh, run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. You won't be my candy man. I won't be your salty dog. Santa Claus.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Gingerbread man.
Gingerbread man with raised false eyes. I'm gonna eat him just quick as I can. Oh, run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Go on, get out of here, will ya? Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby. Run and get the boogie, get the baby, 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 baby.
You won't be my candy man. I won't be your salted dog. One more time, candy man.
Salty dog. Salty dog.
Candyman.
Candyman.
Salty dog.
If you won't be my Candyman, I won't be your salty dog.
Oh, yeah.
You tell him, Steve.
I am Steve Charney. Well, I had ordered these suits.
Yes, Steve, you ordered them.
Well, I don't like them.
What do you mean you don't like them?
They have to be sent back. I am furious with the company that sent them to me.
You are?
Yes. I mean, look at the shoddy workmanship. And Harry, take a letter for me. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind.
Okay, Steve. Shoot.
Okay. Take this down.
Yes.
To Mr. Charlie Vassaschlogel, care of Vassaschlago, Vassaschlegel, Vassaschlugel, and McCormick. Semicolon.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell semicolon?
Make it a comma. Dear Elsie. No, never mind Elsie.
You want me to scratch Elsie?
Well, if you enjoy that sort of thing, it's quite all right with me, but I'd advise you to take it up with Elsie. Okay, begin this way. Charlie Vassaschlogel, care of Vassaschlegel, Vassaschlegel, Vassaschlugel, and McCormick. Gentlemen, question mark. In re-yours of the 5th inst, your to hand, and in reply, I wish to state the merchandisial expenditures of this year, i.e., have not been forthcoming. Shoddy workmanship, brackets. This situation is problematical, brackets. Quote, unquotes, and quotes. Hoping this finds you, I beg to remain.
Hoping this finds you where?
We'll let him worry about that. Hoping this finds you, I beg to remain. Cordially, respectfully, regards. Okay, now read me what you have.
Okay. Mr. Charlie Vassaschlogel, care of Vassaschlegel, Vassaschlegel, and McCormick.
Wait. Left out of Vassaschlogel. Thought you could slip one over on me, didn't you? All right, leave it out. Put it in a windshield wiper instead. Nope, make it 3 windshield wipers, 1 Vassaschlogel. Go on.
Dear Elsie, scratch.
That won't do. Wait, you've got it. You got McCormick scratching Elsie. Turn that around and have Elsie scratch McCormick. You better turn McCormick around, too, and see what you can do for me.
You want me to scratch you?
No, I'll get a splinter.
Okay, I'll keep reading, then. Gentlemen, question mark.
Go ahead.
Well, after that, you said a lot of things that didn't seem that important. You hardly mentioned the suits at all, so, well, I left them out.
Just left them out, eh? Just left them out. You left out the body of the letter, that's all. All right. Send it that way and tell them the body will follow. Yours.
You want the body in brackets?
It'll never get there in brackets. Put it in a box and mark it fragile. What else you got there?
Let's see. Quotes, unquotes, quotes.
That's 3 quotes.
I'll add another quote and make it a gallon.
That's great. That's a wonderful letter. I want you to make 2 copies and then throw the original away. When you get through with that, throw the copies away.
I'm on it, boss.
Ha! Feels good to get work accomplished around here.
Jay Unger, Molly Mason are right here in the studio.
We are.
Peter Davis also.
Yeah.
Clarinet.
And there's Harry. Harry's here.
I'm here too, but I'm so small I don't take up much space, so he forgets about me sometimes.
Well, Harry, you look a little tense today.
I get very tense, man. This show kind of like tenses me up.
Really? We were going to ask you to sing with us on this song, but, you know, you should relax.
Really?
To do that and just let it flow. Go with the flow.
I just got to relax, right? Gotta
that's
loosen
that's
my
good.
Shoulders. It's hard when you're made of wood. You know?
That's true.
But yeah, I'll try.
And we could sure use you on the chorus.
Okay. I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay, well, here it goes.
Relax.
Wow, you're so limp. It's great.
Yeah, man, I feel great.
You're just flying right out of your chair.
Like I just got a massage.
Mm. Yeah, okay, well, that's because I was massaging you while you were singing.
Yeah, that's true. That's what's going on. I didn't feel anything because I'm made of wood.
All our instruments are made of wood.
That's true.
We're just kind of knocking on them.
I know, that's why I like them so much. I want to kiss your mandolin.
Ooh, nice.
Wow.
Thanks so
much.
Oh,
we've had a great time being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Steve.
Good morning.
That's funny. Anyway, if you want to support this program, all you got to do is go to Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney, and subscribe for $1 a month. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Back to the show!
And it thrilled me from head to toe that this book is made to order is what every girl should know. So I put away my knitting to read it in a sitting. The mailman had told me the book wouldn't hold me until page 54. The paper seemed to thicken, my reading seemed to quicken. My thumb then was burning from turning the pages until page 54. I found 50 so nifty, 51 was a treat to the eye. I know the score by 54 and then watch the pages glide by. Though amber is the fashion, this book aroused my passion. It thrilled me and chilled me, suspense darn it killed me until page 54. About history, from King Arthur's to Whittington's cat, of Caesar's grasp on Cleo's arm. Now I can talk plainer than that. I'm right on 54 now. There is no more to know now. But alas and alack, the book went back and I met with no luck, 'cause I got the wrong catalog from Sis Robot.
Mae West, yeah. Okay. Harry, I've been meaning to ask you, what's that string tied around your finger?
Well, it'll remind me to do something, Steve, but I can't remember.
Why don't you go into your trunk, stay there until you do remember what that string is for?
Can't do that, Steve.
Why not?
Because I'm locked out.
Oh, great. All right, let's see if we can open it. Yeah, trunk is locked, all right.
Yeah, it's too bad, too. I had a present for you in that trunk.
Oh, don't tell me it's a string.
No, but I can't tell you it's a secret.
You know I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigars.
If you keep smoking them, you'll get scars all over your tongue.
Maybe if I kick it. It's not working. Well, why don't you try?
I can't, Steve. My foot's asleep.
Well, then wake it up.
I don't want to, Steve. I always believe in letting sleeping dogs lie.
How can they lie if they're sleeping?
You're right. dead dogs tell no tales.
I thought the expression was dead men tell no tales.
Dead men don't have any tails, Steve. Only dogs do.
Look, once we get this trunk open, I want you to put my clothes in there.
But then you'll be naked. Don't say naked.
Where were you brought up?
In an elevator to the fourth floor.
You know, you haven't been the same since your hat fell out of that fourth floor window.
Why is that?
Don't you remember you were wearing it at the time? Hey, don't give me that dirty look or I'll have to wash your eyes out with soap.
We'll never get in this trunk.
Have you tried the chimney?
I'm not going down the chimney. I'm scared of the crickets.
You have crickets in the chimney?
Sure. Didn't you ever hear of chimney crickets?
I can't believe your trunk even has a chimney.
It's got everything, Steve. A basement, an attic. During Christmas, I string lights all over it. Then the carolers stand outside and sing for me, and I throw the money.
Not a bad gig. Too bad I don't know any carols. Well, I knew one, but she got married and moved to Seattle.
I know two carols.
You can sing them, but I'm not going to throw you any money.
Okay. First one is, California, here I come, right back where I started from. That's awful.
All right, sing the second one.
Okay. California, here I come, right back where I started from.
That's the same song.
Yeah, but this is Lower California.
You are the worst singer I have ever heard.
Well, that's because I sing by ear.
You should try your mouth sometime. It might be an improvement.
Hey, look, Steve, I just busted the latch. The trunk is open.
Great, now go in there and try to remember why you tied that string around your finger.
Wait! I remember now.
What?
It was to remind myself to untie the string around my finger. There we go. All right, you want it?
There aren't any strings attached to this thing, are there?
It's my present to you.
Okay.
I'll see you later, Steve. Bye-bye.
Wait a second. This isn't a string. It's a strand of spaghetti.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. You know the drill, man. Gotta do the credits now. You can hear this podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic.com. Also on Patreon.com, where if you like this podcast, you want to support me here, become a patron for $1 a month, you'll feel good about supporting an artist you enjoy listening to. That's right, Steve. Also, visit our Facebook page, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and Steve's website, SteveCharney.com, for CDs and books for sale. Info on his live performances and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. Actually, it's not my live performances, it's our live performances, right? Because you're part of the show.
Yeah, well, so when I perform, I'm not really doing a live performance, Steve.
Oh, right, good, right. And, you know, spread the word around, right? Okay, Harry, got your joke?
Yes, Steve. What did the blind man say when he was handed a matzah?
I don't know, what did he say?
Who wrote this garbage?